This is a WAMC Sports Update. I'm Catherine Carroll. Kyrie Irving had to wear a mask Tuesday, but it did nothing to hide his talent. Irving scored 25 points in his return to the lineup as the Boston Celtics earned their 13th consecutive victory, 109-102 at Brooklyn. Irving missed one game with a minor facial fracture after he was hit by teammate Aaron Baines on Friday. In local college basketball news, Syracuse beat Iona 77-62 yesterday. Stony Brook was defeated by UConn 72-64, and the New Hampshire men's team lost to Texas 78-60. On the women's side, Stony Brook beat Hofstra 73-49. The Baseball Writers Association of America has announced the winners for the American and National League Managers of the Year. The Minnesota Twins' one-year turnaround has led Paul Molitor to be named AL Manager of the Year. Torey Lovullo is the NL Manager of the Year after guiding the Arizona Diamondbacks to a 93-69 record. Hall of Fame second baseman Bobby Doerr has died at age 99. Doerr was dubbed the silent captain by longtime Boston Red Sox teammate, lifelong friend Ted Williams. Doerr played 14 seasons with the Red Sox from 1937 to 1951, posting a .288 career average with 2,042 hits, 223 home runs, and 1,247 RBIs. In NFL news, the Bills have signed defensive tackle DeAndre Coleman after yielding 492 rushing yards in their last two games. Coleman will be given an opportunity to fill the spot left open after Buffalo traded Marcel Dureas to Jacksonville last month. For more sports scores and stories, visit WAMC.org.